Vanchakalpa Tadubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhaiva Cha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namah. So, His Holiness, His Divine Grace, Srila Varanaswami Maharaj is a little indisposed this morning. He'll be coming shortly, sometime during the program. So he's asked me to speak first. I feel a little uncomfortable speaking first, especially in the association of senior godbrothers. They're much more eloquent and much more realized than myself. But in the order of guru, we speak. Also because I have to leave in 45 minutes for the airport. Probably that's the main reason. Maharaj has asked me to speak on some of the glories of Srila Haridas Thakur. This morning, the Vaishnavas, the devotees, you were all chanting at Siddha Bakul, which was one of the favorite pastime places of Srila Haridas Thakur. Lakhs and lakhs and lakhs and lakhs and lakhs of names were chanted there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. One time Srila Prabhupada had to appear in court. This is the Indian court system. Prabhupada had to appear in court just briefly to bear witness on something. And when he walked into the courtroom in Calcutta, he felt very uncomfortable. He said, "This place is very polluted." And the devotees went out of the room and started sweeping in front of Prabhupada's feet to go. Prabhupada said, "No, no." He said, "The atmosphere is very polluted due to the lies of the lawyers." So he said, "Chant Hare Krishna," and devotees chanted, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare." So everything was purified. What to speak of chanting in a place that is already supremely purified, the Dham, which is not tinged or touched in any ways by the inebrieties of material existence. It's the spiritual world implanted in the material world for the benefit of the fallen conditioned souls. It is completely pure and absolute. We hear from our acharyas that any devotional service which is performed here in the Dham, because of the transcendental atmosphere, the results of that service are magnified thousands and thousands of times. What to speak of coming to a place where one of our great acharyas has just sat and in pure devotion called out for the mercy of the Lord by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is Srila Haridas Thakur at Siddha Bakul. And during the morning we'll hear much of the glories of Haridas Thakur and his pastimes, places of pastimes. And the Dham, when we come to the Dham and we have this Sadhu Sangha, it's not that we're meant just to glorify the Lord. It also means glorifying the devotees of the Lord and the process of devotional service. One time, Prabhupada, he summarized Krishna consciousness. He said Krishna consciousness means the Lord, his devotees, and the process of Krishna consciousness. Shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, shmaranam, padasevanam, archanam, bandham, dasyam, sakyam, abhanivedanam. If you think of the spiritual world, all the variety of the spiritual world, there's basically three things. There's the Lord, there's his loving devotees, and they're engaged in transcendental pastimes. So when we come to the Dham and we speak in order to evoke that devotion within our hearts, we don't only speak of Krishna. We also speak of Krishna's devotees, and we speak of the process of devotional service as outlined by our previous acharyas. This is Krishna consciousness. The Lord and his devotee are inseparable. If you think of the devotee, you think of the Lord. And if you think of the Lord, you think of his devotee. A perverted reflection in the material world is you think of a couple. You think of the husband, then naturally the wife comes to mind. You think of the wife, then naturally the chaste wife, then the husband comes to mind. In fact, in our Vedic culture, the husband and wife are considered like one body. Ladies considered the better half. One body. For example, in the Bible, Lord Jesus says, the Father and I are one. This is very often misunderstood or misinterpreted, that Lord Jesus Christ is the Father. But no, he's meaning the Father and I are one in this unity of love. Separate, but one in love. So certainly when we come to the Dham, we can spend hours and hours and days and weeks and months and years speaking just about the Lord's pastimes. We can spend weeks and months and years speaking about his devotees' pastimes and the process of devotional service. So it's appropriate that after going to Siddha Bakul, which is the Lilasthan of Hariraj Thakur, we can spend several hours glorifying this great Vaishnavacharya. He's very special to the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, because our whole process of Krishna consciousness is based on chanting the holy names of Krishna. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Shango Panga Shaparshanam Yognai Sankitan Payar Ishantihi Shumedashah. It's the very reason that the Lord appears in the age of Kali to inaugurate the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Nama, Hare Nama. This great Vaishnava Acharya, Srila Haridas Thakur, through his life and through his teachings, demonstrated many important things for all of us aspiring devotees. One time a devotee said to Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, you are the greatest of all Vaishnavas." And Prabhupada said, he lowered his head, he said, "A Vaishnava?" He said, "A Vaishnava is a very special personality." He looked up and he said, "I am just trying to become a Vaishnava." So by hearing about the life, the example, the teachings of great devotees, we can learn what it means to become a Vaishnava, to aspire to be just like them. One time a devotee said to Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, I'd like to be just like you." And another disciple said, "That's an offense. You can't be like the spiritual master." And Prabhupada took it in a different way, a loving way. He said, "Yes, that's very nice. You should try to become just like your spiritual master, fixed in Krishna consciousness." So we cannot in any way, means, or manner, in our wildest dreams, our wildest imaginations, imitate Srila Haridas Thakur. But because he's Acharya, Namacharya, we are encouraged to follow in his footsteps. This great Vaishnav Thakur, we get a glimpse into the history of Srila Haridas Thakur in Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Navadvip Dham Mahatmya. There, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that after Lord Brahma stole all of Krishna's cows and cowherd boyfriends, and then Krishna expanded as the cows and the cowherd boyfriends, and Brahma thought he was going to play a trick on the Lord, but the result of that, seeing Krishna's glories, is that he became very humble, which in and of itself is the very first quality, foremost quality that a devotee must develop. There's a saying in English, first things first. Trinadapi sunitana, torapi sahishana, amanina, manidina, kirtani yajshara hari. This verse is so important. It describes the characteristics of a Vaishnava, the embellishments of a Vaishnava. That Srila Bhakti Sarana Saraswati Thakur said that we should wear this verse like a garland around our mind. It's like when you're wearing a garland, you're always reminded of the sweet perfume of the garden, the garland, the cooling effect the garland has on your body. So if we wear this verse, that we should chant the holy names of the Lord in a humble state of mind, more tolerant than the tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, ready to offer all respects unto others, expecting no respect for ourselves, then we can achieve the mercy of the holy names of Krishna. So in the Vaishnavas, although they're the greatest of all personalities in this world, no one is greater than a Vaishnava. People are very surprised when they meet a Vaishnava. He's the most humble in the crowd. Material life, if you're the greatest, then generally you're the proudest. But in the Vaishnava community, you may have difficulty finding that Vaishnava. He may be very humble sitting aside. He has that wonderful quality of humility. So Lord Brahma, when he witnessed the glories of the Lord, he felt very meek and humble. It's like sometimes in nature when you're walking out in the forest or you come into the nature, then you come across some great phenomenon of nature, a great storm or a great mountain, and you feel very humbled. So if you actually realize God, you won't display even an iota of arrogance. The symptom that you've realized how great is God and how small you are is that you'll have that humility before the Vaishnavas, before the Guru, and before the Lord Himself. So Lord Brahma, when he realized the greatness of Krishna, he became very humble. And he realized his mistake. We may make mistakes in Krishna consciousness. To err is human. But if we repent those mistakes, and we have a change of heart, and we become situated in devotional service, we're certainly forgiven. One time Prabhupada said, you can be forgiven once, you can be forgiven twice, but if three times you make the same mistake, he said, that's a sign of insincerity, which is not very good for advancing in Krishna consciousness. So he made a mistake, and he repented, and he prayed to the Lord. He said, my Lord, you are just like the sun, and I am like a firefly. When the firefly is alone, it's something significant, just like when we were children, sometimes we'd go to the mountains and in the summertime and you'd see the fireflies, and in the dark it was something very amazing. Look, Mom, Mommy, look, can I catch one? Try to catch a firefly. This, to a child, is something mystical. These fireflies, they all light up due to the chemistry of their bodies. Oh, the light of the firefly! But then when the sun comes up, Surya Bhagavan, where are all the fireflies now? Their effulgence has been diminished by the presence of the sun. So someone may think he's very great. It's a type of madness. There's two types of madness in this world, Prabhupada said. Maya has two tricks. One is to think that I am the body. And the second trick of Maya is to think that I am God. We equate that Mayavad philosophy to thinking that, just the ignorance of thinking one is the body, just different extreme of ignorance. One person is thinking I'm the body, the other person is thinking that I'm God. I'm sorry, sir, you fall in the same category as the person who's thinking he's this body. But when God makes his appearance and all the firefly gods, I heard Prabhupada personally say in Hyderabad in one lecture, he said, this is the age of Kali. Everyone wants to imitate God. He said, you can find an incarnation, so-called incarnation of God, on every street corner of Bombay. So you're all Bombayites, Mumbaiites. You know this better than me. He was speaking figuratively. But they pale in comparison to the glories of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. When one hears the glories of the Lord, then the so-called godly activities of these jivatmas, it pales. So Brahma realized this mistake, and he said, "You are like the sun, I am like the firefly. Alone, I appear to be something significant, but in your presence, I am very, very tiny." And it's part of his purification, because a devotee, he doesn't like to have these impurities in his heart. The lust, the anger, the greed. He sees these as the actual obstacles to his developing pure devotion for the Lord. So he's always cleansing. Cheto, darpana, marjanam. Just like a brahmana. A brahmana cannot tolerate a place where there's no water, and he cannot tolerate pain. Therefore, he's always in a place with water. He's always cleaning. Cleaning, cleaning, cleaning. Prabhupada said, a place for everything, everything in its place. He's always cleaning, because in that clean atmosphere, in the mode of goodness, one can begin to think of Shuddha Shattva, or the pure pastimes of the Lord. So he's always cleaning, purifying himself. So if one makes an error in devotional service, then he wants to. Prayaschitya means that he wants to atone for that. There's different types. Of course, we know the ultimate atonement is chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. But there are other means that we may employ as well. So he decided that he knew, because he's Brahma, Tesham Satada Yuktanam Bhajatam Bhutipurvikam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenamam Upayanti Te. Krishna says to those who worship me with love, I give the intelligence by which they come to me. So he's the head of our guru parampara, Lord Brahma. So no doubt he has a very intimate relationship with the Lord. So he knew that in the Kali Yuga, Lord would appear in Navadvip Dham, in a place called an island called Antadvip. So knowing that, Lord Brahma, he came to Antadvip, to Mayapur Dham. And he performed tapasya, tapa. He performed austerities, just like we're also performing austerities. It's very hot here, it's very humid, we're staying up long hours, but we don't even consider it because of the joy we're experiencing. Performing devotional service in each other's association in this holy place of Jagannath Puri. It's insignificant. At the end you think, oh my gosh, I'm so tired. I didn't realize how tired I was. Although, last night when we were watching the festivities from the rooftop, one of the local Brahmins very kindly gave 10 or 12 of us the rooftop palace to look down from. Radhanath Swami told me, he said at one point he looked around and all the sannyasis were asleep. Just before the event began, because they were totally exhausted from the day's activities. But still, hearing this Harikatha, taking the prasad of Jagannath Swami, chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Svadhu, svadhu. We got to hear again and again. We don't mind as long as we're involved in these nectarian activities. So he did tapa at Antadvip in Mayapur Dham. Finally, Mahaprabhu appeared before him. And immediately Brahma revealed his heart. He said, Lord, let me never again be victimized by the illusory energy of the Lord. Let me always remember that I am nothing more than your humble servant. Jivera Supa Krishna Nitya Das. That's our identity. We don't identify with our land of birth, with our immediate family, with the color of our skin, with our language, with this or that particular characteristic. We identify ourselves only as the eternal servants of the Lord. and his devotees. I often remark how when Srila Prabhupada came to America, he had his first passport. And if you've seen a photograph of that passport, because it's published in one or two books, I think Prabhupada Lila, but you look very closely, it's Prabhupada's name, and then there's the address, the age, etc. Then there's occupation. So what did Prabhupada write down as his occupation? He said, occupation, eternal servant of His Divine Grace, Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribhajikacharya Ushvatara Shatta Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Shri Prabhupada. That's his occupation. What is our occupation? We're the humble servant of our Guru Maharaj. So he's praying to remember this. Because the nature of this material energy, it's constructed, it's designed in such a way as to cause us to forget. So the odds are against you. It's against the grain to think of God in this world. This is a place to forget God. This is where the people come to forget God, not to remember God. Not Jagannath Puri, but the material world. One time a devotee said to Mahaprabhu, you have so much bhav for Krishna, so much love for Krishna. Mahaprabhu just started laughing. If I had any love for Krishna, I wouldn't be here. I would be in Golok. That's the place for the Premi Bhaktis. This is the place where the rejects come. Please, no offense. We come to forget. So the material energy is working because her thankless task is to keep us bound up in this material existence for a long time. So trying to remember God, then that's difficult. It's like devotees sometimes are exasperated. I've been chanting for so many years. I've been practicing Krishna consciousness. I don't feel very... Well, it's not surprising. Don't give up. If at once you don't succeed, try again and again and again. Don't be surprised. Who is your opposition? Maya dakshina prakriti suyate sacharacharam. Even Krishna states in Gita, this divine energy of mind consisting of the three modes of material is very difficult to overcome. But one who surrenders unto me, eventually, easily overcome. So he's praying that I don't want to be, please don't let me be victimized by the material energy which causes me, most important, to forget your lotus feet. Prahlad Maharaj prayed like that as well when he had darshan of Narasimha Bhagavan. He said, Lord, I'm not afraid of your ferocious face, of a lion with your sharp teeth, your dueling tongue, your mane which is splattered with blood, and your roaring which causes elephants to flee to distant places. I'm not afraid of that. You're very beautiful, Narasimha Bhagavan. The devotee sees the Lord very beautiful. He's come to destroy my anarthas. He's come to defeat my enemies so I can preach Krishna consciousness without any obstruction. You're so beautiful. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. He said, but, Narasimha Bhagavan, I am afraid of one thing. I am afraid that due to the influence of the material energy, I may forget your two beautiful lotus feet. Please protect me. This is the real protection the Lord affords. The real protection is that we'll never forget his lotus feet. So this is the prayer of Brahma coming from his heart. So love is reciprocal. When a devotee prays, bandhanam is one of the nine processes of devotional service. When a devotee prays, he's praying from the heart. He's revealing his heart. He's revealing his prema. He's revealing his love. Even if it's not yet love, at least it's gratitude that my spiritual master has delivered me from the muck and the mire of material existence, and by his mercy I'm gradually being elevated. It may not be prema, but it's gratitude. Devotees, even from the very beginning, they can express their heart's desires to Krishna and his devotees. So when you express your love to someone, then your beloved, it's like a competition actually. If you look at devotional service, the history, the pastimes of the Lord and his devotees, devotees glorifying Krishna and Krishna is glorifying his devotee. This is love. So immediately Mahaprabhu, he expressed his love by saying to Brahma, "I will give you one benediction," Mahaprabhu said. "Before I appear in Kali Yuga, in this form which you are seeing, you will take birth before me in a family of Mlecha Yavana." Even the word causes the hair to stand on end. Oh, Mlecha Yavana. You think of the character of the heart, the habits, the goals of life of those who are involved in this karmic activity of Kali Yuga. It's frightening, actually. He said, "You'll take birth in one of those families, Lord Brahma, and your name shall be Haridas Thakur, and you shall teach the world how to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama." He said, "Later, I will come disguised as a devotee." Shh, don't tell anyone. Actually, when Lord appeared, it was just Haridas Thakur and Sri Advaita Acharya who were dancing on the banks of the Ganges. "Hrivo! Hrivo! Hrivo! Lord has taken birth." No one else knew. Only they knew that mystery, that secret, it was hidden because it was spoken to Brahma in Antardvip, meaning the place of confidential secrets. Lord came as Chana Avatar. He didn't come directly because Prabhupada explained, if people would just want to imitate him.
I would.
I got some mercy here. Just want to imitate him. So he came hidden, disguised. Just like sometimes it's required when you're dealing with devious people, you have to appear in disguise. And Prabhupada said he gave permission that we could wear Western dress when we go onto the streets of Kali Yuga because people may not appreciate we're coming as Vaishnavas dressed like. They may feel some little disguises required for the ultimate purpose. So knowing the mentality of people in Kali Yuga, they're infected by this mentality, "I am the body, I am God." He came as a devotee, then you can follow him. Follow him as a devotee, that's no problem. But those who are very intimate in the family of Sri Krishna, they're not fooled by that disguise. Just like if there's some masquerade party and your parents dress up and they go to the ball and they're dressed up as some popular figure, ancient hero, whatever, and they're wearing those clothes and no one can tell who they are until they take the mask off at the end of the party. But you're the child, you're the son, you're the daddy, I know who you are. Take the mask off. You're my daddy. You're not Napoleon. You're not Winston Churchill. You're not this queen. So the intimate devotees, although he came as Chana Avatar, the intimate circle of devotees, they knew from the very beginning. So Haridas Thakur, Sri Advaita Acharya, dancing on the banks of the Ganges River Navadvip, knowing Lord has appeared to inaugurate the Sankirtan of the holy names of Krishna. So Brahma's desire was to remain as a humble devotee, and certainly one would be humbled in such a position, taking birth in a low family like that. It's very humbling. Just see how far a devotee will go in his service to please the Lord. Lord Brahma happily took birth in a Yavana Malaysia. If it pleases the Lord, I'll take birth like that. All the discrimination that comes from it and the difficulty and this and that. If it's your desire, my Lord, if it serves your purpose, I'll take birth in the Yavana family, no problem. Sometimes the temple president is asking the devotee, "Can you please stay behind and clean the floor?" "No, you know, I have to go home. I'm tired." And "Or could you be scheduled in for one or two artiks a week?" "Oh, Prabhu, I'm very busy." Although every day we're chanting, "Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram." What are we chanting? Lord, give me service. Give me seva at your lotus feet. And so seva is coming. Now, I want that seva, not that. No. We were taught in the very beginning in Krishna consciousness that the bhakti program, when the Mahaprasad comes, it's absolute, it's maha. You don't pick and choose. Oh, I want this Krishna, not that Krishna. I want the sweet Krishna, not the salty Krishna. No. Here in your culture, you put your hand out, whatever mercy you get, you're very happy with that. You take that as mercy. So whatever service is entrusted to us by our authorities, we should just feel in ecstasy. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you, thank you. After millions and millions and millions of births, I get to mop the floor of the Lord. I was building my own palatial palaces for my sense gratification and my false ego. I was an illusion. Now, I get to scrub the floor of God. Thank you. And by doing so, what happens? Cheto darpana marjanam, heart is cleansed. So he very willingly and happily accepted that service, demonstrating us as acharya, the mentality of a devotee to accept any service, even if it appears to be insignificant. Actually, there's nothing insignificant in Krishna consciousness. Nothing. The whole material world is insignificant compared to only a drop of devotional service, which is exalted in all regards. So if we get service, we're in bliss. And one might question, what kind of God is this that thrusts his devotee down into such the lower echelon of society? What kind of God is this? I thought God's loving. But he had his purpose, Mahaprabhu, in having Haridas Thakur take that birth in that lower family. What was that? To show the glories of the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Nam. Because unless one knows the glories of the holy name from the mouth of the Vaishnavas, from the mouth of the Guru, from the mouth of the Lord, unless he knows, he's educated, he's enlightened into the glories of the holy names, he may not appreciate those holy names as anything very significant. He may not take advantage of those holy names. Just like on the beach here in Puri, they're coming up the fishermen with all the shiny jewels. And he's telling me, this is diamonds, this is ruby, this is pearl. I say, no, sir, I have my deities. I know what is diamond, what is coral, what is emerald. What you're giving me, this is not the real thing. No. It's very expensive. I said, well, that's double cheating. You're offering me the diamond, calling it a diamond, plus it's not a diamond, plus you're putting a high price on it. This is double cheating. I know what the real thing is. If you bring the real thing, then maybe I'll pay the price for it. But if you bring some cheap imitation, I'm not interested. So one who is not enlightened in the glories of the holy name, he may not realize the valuable jewel that he has in his possession. Once you take initiation into this Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, you are blessed. Your supreme blessing, your most valuable asset. What's your most valuable asset? Your best silk sari, your Shantipur dhoti, your house, your Mercedes, your beautiful wife, your handsome husband, your bank balance. What is your most valuable possession? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. We naturally consider something valuable, we judge value by what we can get out of it. We save gold because we know in time of emergency that gold will prove valuable. Ladies get the gold when they get married. So much gold. Why? Because nature of life, it is a temporary place full of struggle. Maybe some emergency will come. She'll be able to take care. So what is the value of these three names? Hare, Krishna, and Ram. Oh, we could speak hours, weeks, months. We do. We spend our whole life analyzing and appreciating and chanting those holy names to derive the benefit. All the karmic sins that are have accumulated for millions and millions and millions of lives are destroyed by one sincere chanting of Krishna's name. The evil source of those sinful reactions is uprooted and thrown to a distant place by the mercy of the holy names. And the praying, the love of God, of Krishna, that's hidden in the innermost recesses of the heart, it blossoms, it awakens by that chanting. Such a valueless. Oh, yeah. Therefore, every day I should sit and with fixed attention on my mala chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Oh, Prabhu, haven't you finished your rounds? A long time ago I finished my rounds in the early morning. Just be quiet. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. I want to keep chanting Hare Rama. For those who know the science of chanting Hare Krishna, you have to stop them. Time to go to work. Put the bead bag down. You have to bring the bread for the family. Time to go to school. You can chant when you get home. This is a sign, this eagerness for chanting. Kirtani Yad Sudha Hari, Mahaprabhu said, we should chant continuously. To do that, we have to hear again and again and again and again the glories of the holy names and the pastimes of devotees such as Srila Haridas Thakur, who are fully absorbed in the chanting of Hare Krishna. So, he took the birth in that lower family so that we could recognize the glories of this holy name. Because what happened? Upon chanting, he became Namacharya. He became the lowest birth, but he became the highest seat is the seat of the Acharya. The Acharya is the seat. He instructs the even the other spiritual masters, like Prabhupada's name is appropriate. He who's at feet, all the other spiritual masters sit, very happily hearing from him. This is Acharya. So the great teacher of the holy name is Haridas Thakur. Because if the holy name had only been given to people like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya or Maharaj Pataparuda, they were already great souls. No one would take notice. But did you hear that even the low-born, the common people, they're achieving the highest stage of Krishna consciousness by chanting this Hare Krishna? Oh, this is something significant. Therefore, he took birth in that family so we could understand the glories of the head, have faith that we too can be elevated to the stage of Krishna consciousness. Just like we can use an example of if some doctor, he discovers a cure for a skin rash. Okay. And maybe it'll come out in a medical journey. But you watch. The day that a doctor discovers a simple cure for all forms of cancer, one little pill that he designs in some chemical way, and you pop that pill, you will never get cancer your whole life. You watch how that doctor and how that medicine become glorified all over the world. It'll hit all the news. Because it's a sinister disease, but a simple process. So the sinister disease is that we're all infected with the evils of Kali Yuga. We have no qualification for making spiritual advancement, for going back home, back to Godhead. But a simple medicine has been given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu within society, like a sugar pill. It's not even like an injection. It's you just pop it in your mouth and you just enjoy. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. But not everyone appreciated. As Haridas Thakur grew up, his whole life was showing the value of this chanting, the benefits that one can get from it. Not everyone appreciated, because Padma Purana describes that in this world, there's two classes of men. There's divine and there's demoniac. And they have different reactions when they come in contact with Krishna consciousness. Arjuna touches upon this point in Bhagavad Gita. The whole world becomes joyful upon hearing your name. But the demons, they become afraid. They flee here and there. So when you come in contact with something godly, there'll be two reactions, depending divine or demoniac. So as Haridas Thakur began to spread the glories of the holy name, so many Vaishnavas became elated. But those who were envious of the Vaishnavas, envious of Krishna, like Ramchandra Khan, even to say his name, you Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. You brush your teeth after, Ramchandra Khan. He became very envious, because at that time Haridas Thakur was staying at Benapol, which is now Bangladesh, used to be East Bengal. I had the good fortune of going there with His Holiness Radhanath Swami to the very place where he was chanting 300,000 names a day. He was chanting 100,000 names silently, 100,000 names softly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, and 100,000 names at the top of his lungs for the benefit of all movable and immovable living entities. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Naturally, that attracted a lot of attention. Here in Jagannath Puri, no problem, but if you're in the outside world, if we say in Polish, uwaga, attention, watch out. Ramchandra Kani said, I don't like this. He played one prostitute. He said, you go there, I'll pay you a large sum of money. You entice him with your feminine beauty. And when you're enjoying with him, I will have my soldiers hiding in the bushes, and they will catch you and they will arrest him for this indecent act and will defame him. Apparently this Ramchandra Khan was not very enlightened in the process of devotional service. He didn't know the shloka, Padam Drishna Nivartante, Krishna says, that one who is fixed in Krishna consciousness by enjoying Padam Drishna Nivartante, the higher taste, he's immovable. He can't be attracted by anything in this material world. But he has that Padam Drishna Nivartante, the higher taste of Krishna consciousness. So she went, and before going, she actually told Ramachandra Khan, you send them the second day. I'll enjoy with him one day, and then the second day you can. Deviant mentality. So she came, and she made her proposal. She said, you are very, very handsome young man, and I am a very beautiful girl. And right now, she said, my senses are uncontrolled. Please, will you have union with me? Haridas, he thought for a moment, he said, let me finish my vow of chanting my rounds. And afterwards I will fulfill your desire. You just sit here and wait. So she sat all night, can you imagine? Hearing from the lips of Namacharya, Haridas Thakur. Prabhupada said, this chanting of Hare Krishna is always beneficial, but especially beneficial when it's heard from the lips of a pure devotee. Therefore, as much as possible, although we have our kirtan groups and our different CDs and DVDs, in our temples we should constantly be hearing Prabhupada's sound vibration of chanting the holy names of the Lord. Very pure. So, next morning, she was exhausted. She fell asleep. She stayed a second night. Third night, he said, I will definitely fulfill your desires tomorrow morning. Just stay one more night and hear this chanting. So you know what happened. Cleansed. Cleansed. Suchinam. Pure, pure, pure. All, everything removed. All the disease of the heart was removed. And she, when the sun rose, she was seen flat, falling down, danda, at the feet of Namacharya Haridasa. I am so fallen, a low-born person like me, a prostitute. I was sent by Ramchandra Khan to destroy you. But now I'd like to become your disciple. And you know what Haridas Thakur said? He said, yes, I know who you are. I don't know why you came, and I know Ram Chandrakant as well. I know that he sent you. My chanting was disturbing him, so I was thinking, well, let me leave this place. But then I knew that you were coming, so I stayed to deliver you. Nam Chari Hari Das Thakur Ki. Our situation is very similar. Who asked Srila Prabhupada to come to Western countries? Who asked Prabhupada to come back to India and preach the glories of Gauranga Mahaprabhu? He didn't just go to the West. He came back to India to remind the people of India what is their real duty. The whole world is indebted to Srila Prabhupada. In Vedic culture, you would go looking for your guru. In this case, Prabhupada came looking for us. This is the mercy of a Vaishnava. So Haridas Thakur, he stayed in that place just to deliver that prostitute. And in this way, he revealed his full glories. We were discussing how he was so strict in his vows. You can imagine, 300,000 names a day? You have to chant practically 22 hours a day. He was so strict. But at the same time, he was very determined to deliver others. This is a Vaishnava. This is the complete nature of a Vaishnava. He's very strict in his own Krishna consciousness, very liberal in giving Krishna consciousness to others. This is Vaishnava. Very strict. Rishi, yogi. We're bhakti yogis. We're very strict. Prabhupada said, sit properly. Chant with attention. Don't let your mind wander. Proper Vaishnava. Every moment we have to control our mind. We're yogis. Very strict with ourselves. Very liberal in giving Krishna consciousness to other people. Very liberal. Just like. Yesterday we got so much mercy. I came a little bit late, and I came about 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, and I wanted mercy, so I climbed the chariot of Jagannath, and they're threatening me with a stick. She, white skin, non-Hindu, off the thing. And somehow I got swept up in this current of massive people just going towards the deity, and I popped up in front of the deity, the white man. And all the pujaris didn't know what to do because they didn't see me coming. I was underwater, and I popped up. And I saw their reaction. They wanted to hit me with those sticks or beat me. And I said, mercy, 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 Jagannath, mercy, mercy. And one man took his fist. I'd already been punched once that day. And he went, and I just thought, oh, here it goes again. I had to deflect, but he took my sika. And he thrust my head at the feet of Lord Jagannath. And I couldn't breathe. I said, all right, let me die here. And I'm praying and praying. I did all my prayers, and then he let go, and then I thought, okay, and then he put my head back down again. I said, one more prayer. I said, let me always share my mercy with others, my dear Lord. And then didn't want to forget. I'm not here just for myself. Vaishnava is always concerned about the welfare of others. His happiness is when he sees other people getting the opportunity for Krishna consciousness. And his misery is when he sees people bereft of Krishna consciousness. One time, Prabhupada, there was a photo of Prabhupada looking very grave. The devotee said, Prabhupada, you look sad. He said, no, I was in ecstasy, thinking about how to spread this movement. Difficult, but the burden of love. So then after I got that mercy, then we went back to our hotel, and I was gloating. That's his characteristic of conditioned soul. Gloating. Oh God, mercy. I'm so me. Hey, wait a minute. That mercy won't last very long if that's my mentality. I have to share this mercy with others. I'm going back. I'm leaving the Dham for going back to share that with others. This is Krishna consciousness. So when we got to the hotel, then the fishermen came around, and you know how they were brought in with their jewels and this and that, and I thought, let me start here. So the man who was driving our three-wheeler, I said, Prabhu, are you hungry? He looked back, he said, Maharaj, so hungry, all day scooter. And there was someone selling some prasad. said, go, we'll pay for your meal. You take father. And he took me. He's stunned. He came back and he said, thank you. And I said, well, how old are you? And I'm just, no, I have wife and baby and I'm sick. And he said, what should I do? I said, what do you do? He said, lots of bung. I'm taking the bung, marijuana. I said, no, don't do that. The only way I can deal with the pain. I said, no. There are many pains in life. He said, so what should I do? He said, I'll do whatever you tell me. I said, start chanting every day. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare. And another fisherman came. He said, what should I do? Another fisherman came, what should I do? They're asking what they should do, what instructions. And Hare Krishna. I said, all of you, just every day, go to the temple of Jagannath and fall at his feet and fold your hands and pray, mercy, 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 mercy. And then eventually all your problems will be solved. So we have to follow in the footsteps of our acharyas. They're so exalted. But they mix with the common people. Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, Shyamananda Pandit. These are our heroes in Krishna consciousness. They're great deep rasika bhaktas. They can elaborate for hours on the teachings of Sri Rupa Goswami. And in their intimate association, cry tears of love. But the next moment, they're mingling with the masses of people, instructing them that you are not this body, you are spirit soul, life is not meant for sense gratification. Chant the names of Krishna and go back home, back to Godhead. What best example we have is Haridas Thakur. He was self-satisfied in his chanting, but as soon as he saw the opportunity, he went out of his way to stay and deliver the and again demonstrate the power of these holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Nama, Hare Nama. And for this he was glorified by the Lord himself. Haridas Thakur. Mahaprabhu immortalized the character of Haridas Thakur. He said, some people preach, but they don't practice Krishna consciousness very well. Some people practice Krishna consciousness, but they don't preach. He said, but because you do both perfectly, you're a perfect example, and you preach Krishna. He said, I declare that Haridas Thakur, this Namacharya, he's the spiritual master for the three worlds. Who is spiritual master? Spiritual master is that devotee who endears us, who we're endeared, our heart is softened and then enlivened by his life, by his presence, by his example. So he's a spiritual master for the whole. Everyone should follow the fine example of Haridas Thakur in his own shadan and his perfect example of going out amongst the masses, the malechas and the yavanas and the this and the that, and blissfully enlightening them in the process of Krishna consciousness. So he instructed the prostitute, you give all your wealth away, shave your head, one dress, come here in front of the Tulsi plant, and you also chant 300,000 names a day. And we hear how eventually she also became guru, Mahaprabhu's instruction. All of you become guru and deliver this land. All of you follow the example. All of us must follow the example of our spiritual masters and Guru Parampara Namacharya. Gaur Govinda Maharaj said there's two types of liberated souls who come to this world from Golok. One is the devotee who's requested by the Lord, and the other is the devotee who comes of his own accord. Like Haridas Thakur, it was on his own accord. He asked for a humble position of service, and Mahaprabhu gave him that most humble position of appearing amongst the masses of people and taking every opportunity to chant Hare Krishna for their benefit. And we see the benefit that the prostitute derived from the association of such a devotee. And what happened to Ramchandra Khan? Everything was destroyed. His reputation, his work, the very village that he lived, it was all leveled to the ground. This is an instruction to the whole world how to associate with such advanced devotees as Haridasa Thakur. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarvashastha Koi, Lava Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi. We also often hear of the Lava Matra. One moment's association, favorable, can propel us forward in Krishna consciousness, but even the small offense, a little association with sadhu, we offend it, can be the source of ruination. We have to be very careful as we proceed on the path of bhakti. Just like fire. Fire can purify, fire can destroy. Our hearts can be purified in the association of the devotees by following their instructions, and everything can be ruined if we offend them. So we're always very careful in the association of devotees, keeping the proper Vaishnav etiquette. So we, as aspiring devotees, we want the mercy of Haridasa Thakur. It's not that Haridasa Thakur was there then and he's gone today. We're just visiting the samadhi and with his memories. No. Not at all. He reasons ill who says that Vaishnavas die. When thou art living still and sound, a Vaishnav dies to live, and while living tries to spread the holy name around. He's present in the form of his instructions. As Prabhupada wrote, the final, or dedicating Chaitanya Charitamrita, I remember it's in the beginning or the end, he lives forever by his divine instructions, and the follower lives with him. If we follow the instructions of the previous acharya, we're very much connected and we very much get their mercy. So what would please Haridasa Thakur? If we follow his example and we chant every day? And Prabhupada confirmed that. He said the most important instruction of the spiritual master is to chant 16 rounds a day. Can we go further in our relationship with Haridasa Thakur? Yes. There's perfect, there's more perfect, and there's most perfect. Perfect is when we follow his instruction to perform the Yuga Dharma of chanting Hare Krishna. More perfect is when we come together and we chant Hare Krishna. According to Srila Jiva Goswami and Bhakti Sundarbha, when groups of Vaishnavas come together and chant very loudly, he said, there's special mercy. He said, what is the special mercy? The special mercy is that even the neophyte devotees can experience deep spiritual emotions. This is the mercy of the holy name. You're chanting in your room, your 16 rounds, and then you run to the temple to chant Hare Krishna in the association of devotees because Jiva Goswami says that the result of that tumultuous chanting of the holy names, even a neophyte can experience some genuine spiritual emotion. And we need that to keep going in Krishna consciousness. We need that experience to maintain our faith, to go on and on and on and on. More perfect. What's most perfect? Just like there's Dwarka, there's Mathura, then there's Braj, there's chanting our vows, there's congregational. What's the most perfect? When you serve Srinam Prabhu, because he's a person, Namachintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. There's no difference between the name of Krishna and Krishna. If you serve the holy name by going out in the streets, alleyways and lanes, the cities of Kali Yuga, and like Haridasa Thakur, you raise your arms very high and you chant very loudly for the benefit of all moving and non-moving living entities, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So let us pray on this day that we're visiting the holy tirtha of Jagannath Puri, and specifically today we're visiting Siddha Bakul, and later on the Samadhi Mandir of Namcharya Haridasa Thakur. Let us pray for his mercy that we can follow in his illustrious footsteps, ourselves be fixed in our vows of chanting our rounds, and pray for the most wonderful opportunity that with a lowly heart, humble heart, will go out to preach the divine command. Actually, this was the mood. This was the actual prayer of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He said, when will my compassion for all fallen souls manifest? And with a lowly heart, I'll go out to preach the divine command of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that the whole world should chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Nam, Ram, Sri Nam Chaya Shula Haridas Thakur Ki, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki, Sri Sri Gauranitai Ki, Sri Panchatattva Ki, Sri Krishna Sankirtan Yajna Ki, Sri Vaishnava Sangha Ki, Gaur Prema Nande.